All right. Hi, everyone. This is Chris Britton here, your host of your Wealth Building Summit, where for 21 days we interview 21 industry experts on overcoming broke beliefs so you can start earning more money and living your purpose today. Now, today I'm super excited for our guest. We have the beautiful Carrie Murphy, and Carrie Murphy is a soul success coach, a business coach, and an empowerment mentor who coaches tens of thousands worldwide. She's an award-winning author of 5 amazing books and has her very own radio show called The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, which I love. What I love most about Carrie is that she inspires others, her clients, her readers, to expand their imagination, to unleash their greatest potential, and start linking into that abundance that we all deserve. So this is why I knew I had to pull Carrie on the line and share her wisdom with you guys and, you know, have her answer these questions. And so she's such a true inspiration. Carrie, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Chris. I love your energy. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for today's interview. So thank you again for being on the call. I know every listener is going to fall in love with you. I went and watched all your videos. Your energy is amazing. Your vibrancy is amazing. And so as soon as I saw what your message was, it resonated with me. So I know it's going to resonate with so many people.
Oh, good. So, I hope so. Yeah.
Awesome. So we're talking about overcoming broke beliefs so people can really step into their purpose. When you look back, what do you remember as being your biggest fear or broke belief that used to hold you back from creating, like stepping into your business or living that purpose that you knew you were here to live?
Wow, okay. I think what first comes to mind is probably, one of the main ones is, do I really deserve this, or can I be spiritual and make money? And, you know, a lot of those limiting beliefs that I was raised with, you know, where if you're spiritual, it's not about money and it's not about abundance. And I had to learn that that was so not true.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a story that, that I had held with me since childhood, and I chose to let that go and realize that the more money that I was making, the more I could help other people, and, you know, I deserved to be abundant and prosperous and happy, you know, and also do what I love. So I think that was probably the biggest one. And when you break through that, I mean, and to me, it's just a choice, you know, to let go of those old stories and beliefs. And it can be an instantaneous choice that you have to hold consistently, though. I think that's the key, is you can't make it today and then tomorrow you go back to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a consistent choice to allow for abundance in your life. And I feel like we all deserve that. It's our birthright.
Absolutely. So, and I love that. I love that. Can I be spiritual and make money? Because I think a lot of people go through that where they feel like, okay, well, I'm really connected, but is it okay that I make that money? And the good point brought up is when the more money I make, the more people I can help.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people look at people that, you know, are wealthy or go out and make a lot of money, and they have these negative thoughts around those people, but they're not seeing it that, wow, you can really step out and help so many more people.
Well, yeah,
when you
actually my platform has grown tremendously in the last 5-6 years. So I'm able to reach many more people with all of these beautiful messages that I feel are relayed from spirit that are just empowering, and I love that. I mean, that's my whole intention, is to reach as many people as possible. And the more abundant and successful you are, the more that you can do that.
Absolutely. So do you remember back when you got that internal nudge or that aha moment where you're like, okay, nope, today I need to rewrite my beliefs and I need to change my outlook on money so I can start allowing this abundance to appear?
I think the greatest catalyst for me was I'm not sure if you know this, but I had a near-death experience in 1997. And after that, everything shifted for me, including the way that I approached what I was doing in business and personally. So it was as though I realized all the limiting structures and beliefs and boxed-in systems that I was living in they were not allowing me to shine and to be, to impact the people that I was meant to impact. So, I would say that was the catalyst, and that was in 1997, but that has continued to expand. I think that sometimes those belief systems can rear their ugly heads again and again, and you have to consistently choose something greater, something more expansive. You know what I'm saying? So it's, mm-hmm. I think it has continued, but that was the original catalyst. It was sort of like, I also realized that so much of my abundance was determined by my energy. And after that experience, it was all about approaching things from the inside out instead of from the outside in, which was how I probably was raised to approach life and business and abundance, was seeking it outside of myself. And, you know, and then what I learned, or remembered, I should say, was that we generate our abundance based on our energy and what we're feeling inside. So there's no way that we're going to experience an abundant, successful business if we are not feeling the frequency, the energy of abundance inside of us. I mean, abundance to me is just an energy. It's not about money. I mean, yeah, that's one aspect of it, but we have to feel abundant, and we have to feel that energetic frequency within us, in every core of our, you know, at the core of our being, and every cell of our bodies and our energy fields. And then we serve as this beautiful magnet for opportunities that can reveal that in an external way as well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I kind of went off there, but.
No, I love that. I can remember looking back, and there was a time in my life that I was really broke. And I remember laying on the floor, and this is before I was truly like knew I was connected. Like I knew that what I was thinking is really bringing it in. I remember laying on the floor saying, God, why are you doing this to me? And every day I was just like down, and my energy was foul. And all of a sudden it was like this light just lifted, and I could like feel I was picking right up, and that was it. That's when I started really exploring my, what I was attracting, what I was feeling within. And that's so important, is you have to feel it from the inside out. That's how you attract.
Unfortunately, so many of us self-sabotage without even realizing it. You know, we have to become very aware of our thoughts and our emotions and our vocabulary. What are we consistently saying and to other people? I think that can be a real clear indicator of what we're creating. You know, I encourage people to start paying attention to not only the thoughts that, you know, all that mind chatter, but also what are you communicating with your mm-hmm. partner, with your friends, with your clients? What are the words that consistently come out of your mouth? Because they represent your belief systems, and those belief systems are either going to allow for abundance and success, or they're going to shut it down consistently. So it's all within our power to expand that, but and it's so fun and exciting once people realize that they can do that, and that it's something that they generate. It's not something outside of them. It's something that they something they generate, and that they are worthy and deserving of generating abundance on every level.
Absolutely. So I know you're very connected and spiritual. So how did you use that? Like, how did you find that so then you could go in and really start changing and rewriting your story?
Well, I think it was trusting myself. Mm-hmm. And realizing that I didn't need validation or approval or anything from anyone outside of me, you know, what my parents thought I should be doing or what success was to other people. I realized I have to trust myself and listen to the voice of my soul that is guiding me and directing me, you know, to allow for the unfolding of my divine destiny. You know, I think when we let go of the voices of everyone else outside of us, our parents, you know, society, our just ancestral patterns, just all of those things, when we can let go of all of that and listen to the voice of our soul speaking, and it speaks in these quiet whispers, like, you know, just like gentle nudges. It's your intuition guiding you and directing you. And so I would say that when I started really listening on a daily basis and getting quiet and hearing what I had to say, mm-hmm. and really trusting trusting that voice. Wow, things start flowing a lot more easily. Mm-hmm. you know, so it's really trusting your voice and leaving behind the voice of everybody else and knowing that you are so brilliant and so beautiful and you know all the answers. They're all inside of you. It's just get a little quiet each day, ask for the answers, and mm-hmm. you'll, and then listen and then act upon them.
I love that. And that's a lot of people. I mean, we know in society they are so busy that they don't have the time to take that quiet time, but that's really, truly where the magic is, where you're getting those answers, right?
Well, and the ones who say they don't have the time are the ones who need it the most.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, that self-nurturing time should be our number one priority, because then we're a better partner, we're a better parent, we're a better we're better in our business. We have to nurture ourselves first and foremost. It's not selfish. It's just a way of celebrating you so that others can celebrate you in turn.
Absolutely. Very good. So now we know that change is quite uncomfortable for a lot of people. So how would you suggest someone could start reworking their broke beliefs, but when the resistance pops up, just to continue going through, because that's really where the amazingness is on the other side?
Yeah, I would say awareness. Be aware of when that's happening. Like if you have one of those limiting beliefs pop up again, there are different ways to do it. I have suggested to clients before, you can visualize a pause button, a delete button, a stop sign, you know, whatever resonates with you. When it's happening, it's just sort of like push one of those buttons, whether it's a pause, a delete. Lately, one thing I've been thinking is really fun and clients are enjoying this is imagine that you have sort of like on your computer, you have a recycle bin, right? Well, imagine like there's a big universal recycling bin. And anytime like a limiting belief or disempowering thought or something like that comes up, kind of visualize in your mind's eye, like dragging and dropping that limiting belief or that thought into the universal recycling bin. And then you empty it. And it's like, okay, bye-bye, you're gone. I'm not giving you any more attention. You are no longer alive. You know, we can really, and then just do that consistently. If it pops up again, do it again. Or if it, or use the pause button, because essentially these are all just stories, you know, that mm-hmm. we have created, and we can create new ones. So the key is being aware of when it's happening, stopping it, and then replacing that with the opposite, with something empowering, like with an I am statement that is the opposite of whatever it was that we were saying or feeling or believing that wasn't allowing for love or success or whatever it is that we were wanting. So, you know, you can just replace it with, I am beautiful, I am capable and worthy and deserving of phenomenal success. You know, speak it out loud. You know, mm-hmm. maybe
absolutely.
Not if everyone's around, but you know, the power of our voice just amplifies these things tremendously. So those are some fun tools and ways to do that.
Yeah, good. I love that. I love the universal recycling bin. I'm going to try that. That's, a lot of people always come to me and they're like, oh, you already have it all together. You know everything. I'm like, no, I don't. We all still go through days where resistance pops up. And, you know, I know I need to do something, but I find that the I am statement is perfect. I have an I am deserving. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing for me. And a lot of people might resonate with that on the call, too. They might not believe that they're deserving of doing what
yeah.
it is they love.
Yeah, the worthiness and deserving thing is probably the most common. You know, it's also one of the things people don't want to talk about either, because mm-hmm. it feels like, oh, I'm just this insecure person. Well, we all are, and we're all dealing with worthiness and being deserving of abundance and wealth and success to some degree, you know. So, and it's okay. Like, that's one of our greatest lessons in this lifetime is you know, self-worth. I really do believe that. I mean, I see it all the time, and it's nothing to be ashamed of or to beat yourself up about. It's just why we're here. You know, we all have these wonderful soul challenges that we are intended to become aware of and work on and hopefully master.
Absolutely. So what would be your biggest tip for everyone on this call that they could take and run with today to start seeing more abundance in their life?
I would say create a new empowered vocabulary for yourself. I find that that's one of the most powerful things that people can do. Once you become aware of your vocabulary, and I mentioned this briefly before, you can realize how you may be sabotaging yourself or how you may be limiting your experience of life, of love, of success. And so create a new empowering vocabulary so that the words that come out of your mouth, the vocabulary that's running through your mind every day, that is generating what you want. It sounds simplistic in some ways, but the transformative benefits are there. I mean, if you actually apply that, you know, and decide, you know what, from today onward, I'm going to set the intention that my vocabulary is going to only empower me and fuel me to generate success beyond belief. You know, it's, you can do that, and you have to just set that intention every day. In the morning when you wake up, decide, okay, I'm setting this intention. I'm going to have only an empowered vocabulary today. The words that I speak, that I share, that I, all of that, they're going to generate a flow of abundance, a flow of love, a flow of connection with whoever I encounter. You'd be surprised if you commit to this, how the world around you will start to change, and it's going to shift to match the vibration of that empowered vocabulary. It's fun.
Awesome.
Try it.
Yeah. And when those negative beliefs pop up, use the universal recycle bin.
Yes, drag and drop it. And then
drag and drop.
Put it there. And then, and then you can go to that. Remember, like on our computers, you go to empty recycle bin. And then just, it's gone, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Another thing I just popped up I want to recommend to people they can do. I find that people sometimes get stuck because they're carrying the weight of yesterday and of everything that's happened before now with them into each day. So I encourage people to every morning, you know, set your intentions like I just mentioned, but also visualize yourself walking up, maybe even before you get out of bed, walking up a golden stairwell or a staircase or even an elevator, whatever, you know, resonates with you. And there's going to be this beautiful golden door. You can visualize it however appeals to you. Visualize yourself walking in that door every morning, okay? And once you walk in, this is your new reality for that day. It's a clean, blank slate. You can visualize a garden or whatever it is that makes you happy. And then you walk through it and you close the door behind you. And when you do that, yesterday and all of the burdens, the sorrows, the all of those things, the toxic patterns from yesterday, you've left them behind. And they merge with the universe and they're gone. And I think if you do that every day and you realize it really, you really can do that every day, you can allow for a whole new reality every single day. And I find that it helps people when they add a visual like that to it. And it just empowers you to realize how much is available.
Wow, I just got chills. I love that. I love the visualization and the feeling of, I mean, we all see the big golden door as a power. So when you step through that, you're really like, I could see how I instantly could feel I'm in my power and I just left everything behind. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. So before we wrap up, Carrie, I'd love to know, do you have anything else you'd love to add to the conversation or where all these listeners can come find you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, they can find me at www.carriemurphy.com, and it's CarriMurphy.com. And there's a lot on the website. So you can find out about my radio show. It's every Wednesday. And you can find out about my coaching programs, and there's a free resources page with a lot of information and upcoming events and all kinds of fun stuff. But I would love to connect with you, and you can find all the little links to find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest, and all those fun sites are on there. So I would love to connect with you, with the listeners. I love meeting new people, and I feel like everything happens for a reason. We all, like anybody listening to this, I feel like it's for a reason. Like, you are intended to hear this, and we are intended to connect. I don't believe in accidents. So I open the door to you with welcome arms. I mean, just open arms and just welcome you into my community. Absolutely.
I love it. And I've been following you for some time, and I think you're, like I said, your energy is amazing. What you share is life-changing. So everyone, go head over and check her out. And social media is such a great place to get to know people. And I find, like, a little even more of a more personal level.
Yeah.
And so I love it over there, too. Thank you so much, Carrie. It was amazing. I have so many nuggets that I have taken from this call that I'm going to take and apply today. And it was just really beautiful getting to know you more.
Oh, good. Did you, I had a bonus gift that was free too. I don't know if you're going to mention that, or if I should mention that, or.
Please mention it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I have a bonus gift package for everybody listening. It's free. Just go to carriemurphy.com/bonus gift. So carriemurphy.com/bonus gift. And yeah, it has a lot of fun stuff in it. There's an e-course, there's an e-book, 14 Days to Create Lasting Change in Your Life e-course. There's the Heavenly Inspiration to Nourish and Empower Your Soul e-book. And then there's an MP3 recording of a teleclass I did called Success Generating Secrets for Mastering Your Mindset. So go check that out and get it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain is what I always
Absolutely.
Say.
That's a very nice package gift, I have to say. That's beautiful. I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Carrie, and I look forward to connecting with you more.
Okay, thank you so much, and bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.